Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for the world in utilizing power of artificial intelligence in the future. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister applauds farmers for their hard work, enabling India to become the world's largest rice producer. Prime Minister Modi flags off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train in Uttar Pradesh, also launches several development projects worth nearly 13,000 crore rupees in Meerut. 17 civilians killed as Pakistan conducts airstrikes along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to face South Africa in Super 8 clash in Ahmedabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Mr. Modi said that he showed myriad of things to the world leaders at the AI Summit.
Summit mein duniya bhar ke leaders ko bahut prabhavit kiya. Pehla product अमूल के बूथ पर था. इसमें बताया गया कि कैसे एआई जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 एआई असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं. दुनिया भर के लीडर्स ये देखकर हैरत में पड़ गए कि कैसे एआई की मदद से हम हमारे प्राचीन ग्रंथों को, हमारी पांडुलिपियों को संरक्षित कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched three Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever. He congratulated all the citizens for the success of this summit.
इस समिट में दुनिया को AI के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है. इस दौरान भारत ने तीन Made in India AI मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए. यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी एआई समिट रही है.
ऑन द सब्जेक्ट ऑफ द ऑनगोइंग T20 वर्ल्ड कप, मिस्टर मोदी रिमार्क्ड दैट मेनी इंडियन ओरिजिन प्लेयर्स आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन द चैंपियनशिप. ही सेड द कनेडियन टीम हैज द हाईएस्ट नंबर ऑफ प्लेयर्स ऑफ इंडियन ओरिजिन. टीम कैप्टन दिलप्रीत बाजवा वॉज बोर्न इन गुरदासपुर इन पंजाब. नवनीत धालीवाल इज फ्रॉम चंडीगढ़. The Prime Minister added that this list includes many names like Harsh Thakkar and Shreyas Mova, who are raising the pride of not only Canada but India as well.
ऐसे कितने ही भारतीय मूल के खिलाड़ी हैं जो अपने देश का गौरव बढ़ा रहे हैं, वहाँ के युवाओं के लिए प्रेरणा बन रहे हैं. भारतीयता की यही तो विशेषता है. भारतीय जहाँ भी जाते हैं अपनी मातृभूमि की जड़ों से जुड़े रहते हैं और अपनी कर्मभूमि यानी जिस देश में रहते हैं उसके विकास में भी सहयोग करते हैं.
In this episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi also spoke about a little girl from Kerala, Alan Sharon Abraham, who lost her life at the age of just 10 months. He lauded Alan's father Arun Abraham and mother Sharon for the decision to donate Alan's organs. He remarked that awareness about organ donation is steadily rising in India these days.
इन दिनों भारत में organ donation को लेकर जागरूकता लगातार बढ़ रही है. इससे उन लोगों की मदद हो रही है जिन्हें इसकी जरूरत है. इसके साथ ही देश में मेडिकल रिसर्च को भी बल मिल रहा है. इस दिशा में कई संस्थाएं और लोग असाधारण कार्य कर रहे हैं. जैसे दिल्ली की लक्ष्मी देवी जी हैं, उन्होंने बीते वर्ष केदारनाथ की यात्रा की. इसके लिए उन्हें 14 किलोमीटर की ट्रैकिंग करनी पड़ी. उन्होंने यह यात्रा हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट के बाद की.
राजा जी उत्सव इज बीइंग सेलिब्रेटेड एट राष्ट्रपति भवन टुमारो. द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्टेटेड दैट ऑन दिस ओकेजन अ स्टैच्यू ऑफ सी राजगोपालाचारी, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. An exhibition on C. Rajagopalachari will also be held during the Rajaji Utsav from 24th of February to 1st of March.
Rajaji un logon mein the jinhone satta ko pad ki tarah nahi seva ki tarah dekha. British architect एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी. अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजाजी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी. राजाजी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी. ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी.
स्पीकिंग अबाउट डिजिटल अरेस्ट, प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड A lot of awareness was generated in the society regarding digital arrest and digital fraud after he spoke about this in Mann Ki Baat. He, however, said that such incidents are still happening and called them unpardonable. He expressed concern that innocent people are being targeted through digital arrest and financial fraud. He cautioned listeners that criminals make fake calls, send SMSs and links. Mr. Modi urged everyone to remain vigilant and not fall prey to such fraudsters.
डिजिटल अरेस्ट और डिजिटल फ्रॉड को लेकर हमारे समाज में काफी जागरूकता आई, लेकिन अभी भी हमारे आसपास ऐसी घटनाएं हो रही हैं जो अक्षम्य है. निर्दोष लोगों को डिजिटल अरेस्ट और फाइनेंशियल फ्रॉड का निशाना बनाया जा रहा है. इसलिए आपका सतर्क रहना, जागरूक रहना बेहद जरूरी है.
The Prime Minister exuded pride that farmers in India are now focusing not just on production, but also on quality, value addition and new markets. He cited the example of Hirod Patel in Odisha, who began to approach farming from a new perspective. The young farmer built a strong mesh structure over his farm's pond and grew creeper vegetables on it. Prime Minister Modi also spoke about a centuries-old tradition called Mamangam in Tirunavai of Kerala on the banks of Bharatapura River. Many people also call it the Mahamag festival or Kerala Kumbh. Mr. Modi said that bathing in the holy river during the month of Mag and making that moment an indelible memory of life is the soul of the festival. On the topic of exam warriors, the Prime Minister hoped that students are wholeheartedly preparing for their exams and not stressing. He reminded them that their worth is not determined by the mark sheet. He expressed confidence that students will succeed in the exams and achieve new heights of success in their lives.
मुझे विश्वास है आप सभी पूरे मन से इम्तिहान की तैयारियों में लगे होंगे. ऐसे समय में मन में थोड़ी शंका आना भी स्वाभाविक है. कभी लगता है सब याद रहेगा या नहीं रहेगा, कभी लगता है समय कम तो नहीं पड़ जाएगा ना. ये भाव हर पीढ़ी के बच्चों ने महसूस किए हैं. आप याद रखिए, आपका मूल्य आपकी मार्कशीट से तय नहीं होता, इसलिए खुद पर भरोसा रखिए.
Mr. Modi wished everyone the best for the holy month of Ramzan. He also extended his greetings to the people for the upcoming festival of Holi. He hoped that people will celebrate all festivals happily with their family and loved ones. He also reiterated the mantra of vocal for local. He said that buying Swadeshi helps in the campaign to make the country self-reliant.
हमारे होली के त्योहारों में या अन्य कोई भी त्योहार में अनेक ऐसे साजो सामान घुस गए हैं जो विदेशी हैं. इन्हें त्योहारों से दूर रखिए, स्वदेशी अपनाइए. जब आप स्वदेशी खरीदते हैं तो देश को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के अभियान में भी मदद करते हैं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. Mr. Modi also undertook the metro ride till Meerut South station. On the occasion, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82 kilometers Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor. He inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat Regional Rapid Transit System or RRTS. These include the 5-kilometer section between Saraikale Khan and New Ashok Nagar in Delhi and the 21-kilometer section between Meerut South and Modipuram in Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. He said that today's program highlights the work culture of BJP's double engine growth. He added that his government remains committed to completing all projects in a time-bound manner. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
कोने तक ले जाने का है। यूपी के अलग अलग जिलों की पहचान बढ़ाना है। साथियों, हमारा मेरठ और ये पूरा क्षेत्र लघु उद्योगों का, एमएसएमईज का बहुत बड़ा सेंटर है। इस वर्ष जो केंद्र सरकार का बजट आया, उसमें हमने लघु उद्योगों के लिए 10,000 करोड़ रुपए के विशेष फंड की घोषणा की है। इससे यूपी के एमएसएमईज को लोन मिलना बहुत आसान होने जाएगा। बजट में हमने कपड़ा उद्योग के लिए, बुनकर समाज के लिए महात्मा गांधी ग्राम स्वराज योजना की घोषणा की है। इससे खादी, हैंडलूम, हस्तशिल्प को विश्व बाजार तक पहुंचाने में मदद मिलेगी।
That was Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressing a gathering after inaugurating and dedicating to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Former Assam Congress Chief Bhupen Kumar Bora joined the BJP today in Guwahati in the presence of Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma and State BJP Chief Dilip Saikia. Bhupen Kumar Bora is a veteran politician from Assam who was associated with the Indian National Congress for more than 3 decades before recently stepping down from the party. U.S. Undersecretary of State Jacob S. Hellberg hailed the U.S.-India pro-innovation approach to artificial intelligence, or AI. In a social media post, Mr. Hellberg said, U.S. and India signed a bilateral joint statement on AI opportunity, under which both the sides pledged to adopt and mainstream regulatory regimes that advance technological innovation and promote investment. 17 Afghan civilians have been killed and a dozen others injured as Pakistan Air Force conducted airstrikes targeting civilian residential areas along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. In a statement, Afghan government spokesperson Zabiullah Mujahid informed that Pakistan Air Force last night bombed civilians in Nangarhar and Paktika provinces, killing and wounding dozens of people, including women and children. Pakistan Information Minister Ataullah Tarar confirmed the attack, citing 3 attacks since the start of Ramzan last week. A report by Afghan Diaspora Network has warned that Pakistan military is providing operational space to groups like Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood, enabling support for local terror outfits including Lashkar-e-Tayyiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. The report said this convergence increases the risks of miscalculation, ideological spillover, and proxy entanglement across 2 already volatile regions of South Asia and West Asia. In ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Super 8 stage, Group 1 includes India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa. Group 2 consists of Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. Each team will play 3 matches within their group. The top 2 teams from each group will qualify for the semi-finals. All teams begin the Super 8 stage with 0 points and net run rate from the earlier stage will not carry forward. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for the world in utilizing power of artificial intelligence in the future. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister applauds farmers for their hard work, enabling India to become the world's largest rice producer. Prime Minister Modi flags off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train in Uttar Pradesh, also launches several development projects worth nearly 13,000 crore rupees in Meerut. 17 civilians killed as Pakistan conducts airstrikes along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. And in men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India to face South Africa in Super 8 clash in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.